Oh, okay, fine. I'll do it, Thomas. Don't worry. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pants Panel commentary episode. That's right. We're doing another commentary episode because you all loved the last two so much. I know we had a blast watching the Wolf Cop franchise, and now we're going to do something a little different. I am Mark Kammeyer, one of your hosts, joined as always by our friends, Corey Morissette. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing great. I didn't think we could top Wolf Cop because I really love those movies, but when you guys pitched today's episode, I got very excited because I'm a really big fan of the troupe that we're going to be talking about today. How about you, Jeff?
Hey, diddly ho, neighbors! I'm stoked for this. Yeah, these guys are a blast. I've been listening to some of their stuff. I haven't seen a lot of their videos, so I'm excited to watch this stuff with you guys tonight.
And I'm laughing because you said diddly. John Mariano is also with us. How you doing, John?
Hi, I'm Thomas Riesling. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm sorry. John is not with us. Thomas, there you are. You sound funny. You feeling all right?
Oh, I'm feeling fine. I'm a little hoarse. I got a horse in my throat.
Yeah, a whole horse. I didn't realize that was such a delicacy in Canada, but hey, you would know better than me. Until the DNA test results come in, and that'll be a topic for another show, I'm sure. But what we're doing tonight, as I understand it, we are going to watch some amateur hour films. The guys over at The Wangers Show, The Wangers Podcast, which you should definitely be listening to, they make their own films over at their production company, Amateur Hour Films. We thought it would be fun to take a dive into some of these films and do a commentary and just, have fun watching it. Their podcast is any indication. These movies are going to be just as entertaining, if not more so. Any other words before we get started, boys?
Yeah. I think we want to make it clear the reason why we chose The Wangers and Amateur Hour Films is essentially we just stole their bit and made the channel out of it.
I mean, you said it, not me, but yeah, that is a truth statement.
So this is going to be a celebration of three guys who work their asses off and are funny as hell. So go give them some love over on their channel, but listen to them in the meantime.
Exactly. So all right, well, let's get started on.
So I have a bunch of their short films queued up. So I think how we're going to do it, just to prep the audience a little bit, I'm going to hit play. We're going to react to some of these videos, like 4 or 5 minutes each. And then we'll have like a little break in between so I can get the technical stuff figured out, because I am Thomas today.
You are. Producer extraordinaire.
Oh, I'm no extraordinaire. I am basically hitting play on YouTube, my friend.
And it's technically taking two of us to be Thomas here today, because I'm recording us talking about the Wangers, and John is doing all the YouTube stuff. So pretty stressful day here for both John and I.
I mean, you guys asked me to hit record. I'm like, I gotta hit play and record. I haven't done that since my boombox days, so that's
odd. Oh, that's... Ooh, the younger audience listening have no clue what you just said.
All right, so with that, here is Amateur Hour Films' first video of this broadcast. It's been Lost Amateur Hour Film Video. That's it's called It's Been.
It's called It's Been.
It's Been.
I'm going to give them a like because I am a generous fellow. Give them a like too, guys.
It should be noted, this video has 200 now, thanks to John, 252 likes and one dislike. And I am so curious as to who the one is. Like, this short film just didn't live up to expectations.
All I can tell you is, based on the nerdy stuff I know about algorithms, it counts as 253 likes as far as Google is concerned. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, fair enough. But I just thought that was kind of hilarious, and good for them for only just the one dislike.
All right. And with that, we're off to the races, boys.
Boom.
Oh boy.
It's Been. We have Christian Rubalcaba watching... I'm not sure what. Strawberry shortcake. That's strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
That is strawberry shortcake. I remember that from my girls.
I'll be honest. I had to retrain my brain not to call him his former nickname because he does not want to be called that, and I respect it. But I had to retrain my brain not to do it. Uh-oh.
He is getting into the snacks. Inspired.
Why do people open wrappers with their teeth? I've never understood that.
It's because they're sharper than your fingers, hopefully.
Mm. Yeah, he's having some trouble with that.
Squeezing, he's pulling.
He can't.
My Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, this video is really hitting home for me. Strawberry shortcake and a wrapper I can't open.
And a compact disc.
It's like they made this for you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And a random compact. See, he's not even concerned. Oh, and there's that boombox John was just talking about.
He has a mini boombox. That's adorable.
It's been and that's why it's called It's Been. I was just going to say, if there wasn't at least one bit where they brought up the Bare Naked Ladies song.
And he's thrown it in the trash.
That's the Canadian national anthem. You can't do that.
Oh, my brother lived off of that song, and that's exactly where that disc should go.
Something tells me I know where. Oh, it's
been. Jesus. Cody Hall is a scary son of a bitch.
No kidding.
I adore the man, but he is a scary son of a bitch when he wants to be.
For the, I can't imagine who you are, but the listeners at home who don't know who Cody Hall is, think of Tom Holland, but angrier.
Yes.
And honestly, if you don't know who Cody Hall is, go watch The Wangers. What's wrong with you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Something's happening.
It's been Jesus. This is fantastic.
And it's just
Cody dancing down
the hall. This is amazing.
This is exactly what I was hoping it would be.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. You gotta go.
Having chicken, yeah. Your ring's up, chicken. Yep.
I mean,
and I love that. I think Cody is intentionally dressed as the vocalist for Bare Naked Ladies. He's got the sweater over the collared shirt. He's got the glasses on.
That would be Stephen Page, co-lead singer at the time of the Bare Naked Ladies.
Stephen Page sounds like he'd be Candyman in this scene.
But admittedly, Cody is way thinner than that guy. Yeah. So good on you, Cody.
It's been.
I mean, look. If dudes in my shower singing that song, I'm terrified. Like, I'm moving immediately.
It's the fierceness in his eyes, right?
Yeah. But I love that.
He's getting a private show from 1/5 of the Bare Naked Ladies. Like, come on, this is great.
Yeah, this would be me.
He did a triple take, which is the funniest part of it.
Just let it go, brother. Just enjoy the song.
Oh man, if he pops under the bed like that, like that thing from Poltergeist. Oh, Jesus.
Oh no. Oh, it's right.
Brilliant.
Right below the
Cody Hall pops out. This is going to be the greatest short film I've ever seen.
Fantastic.
My God. Thank you for me.
Those two frames could be used way out of context, and I think they knew that. And oh, I love it. Yeah, just in the video like that.
So this was our introduction to amateur hour films, and they didn't disappoint.
No, not at all. Oh my gosh.
Oh, my deadpan.
I don't see that as anything bad or scary, though. Like, if the Bare Naked Lady showed up at my place and sang that song, I'd be ecstatic.
Oh, I'd be fine with it, but it was the scenarios of if dudes pop out of my shower, like, go away.
Yeah,
it's like, let me shower first, and then we'll then we'll jam.
I don't want to lift up the covers when I'm laying in bed and see Cody Hall serenading me.
I
agreed.
So this might be awkward because I don't know if Cody listens. He probably doesn't because we have like six people listening. But if Cody happens to listen at all, I don't think I would mind Cody showing up like in my shower or bed. He seems like a clean and nice, clean-cut fellow, and I would be okay with it. Just please sing something else.
So what John is saying is he wouldn't kick any of the wangers out of bed for smoking.
I would not.
So you're singing something else. So you're saying if you lift up the covers and there's a Cody Hall, but he's singing Closer by Nine Inch Nails, you're fine with that?
I might be aroused right now with you just pitching that to me.
Well, you let's just hope Cody Hall's not listening, because I don't think he's prepared for that.
Okay. Well, continuing.
So we need to real quick. We just need to find out if they're on Cameo so we can make that happen.
Oh, that's there's an idea. Yeah.
Oh, they should. I wonder. That food for thought for later. Good call, Jeff.
Okay. I celebrate my birthday every day, so please, there by all go. Means, if you want to give me that present, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
But continuing our celebration of the Wangers, we're moving on to The Shape, which is, I've seen, full disclosure, I have seen this. I watched this when this came out.
So did I.
This is very close to my heart, mm-hmm. and I am happy to share it with you guys. And part of the reason why I wanted to do this tonight was because I was in the mood to rewatch The Shape. So,
good call.
With that, here is Amateur Hour Films, The Shape, starring Grace Hancock.
Starring Grace Hancock of the
Think Piecing.
Think Piecing. Thank you. I couldn't remember the title of the Think Piecing podcast.
Well, also give that a follow and a listen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, these are all people that we love and support. So mm-hmm. please go support them. Even more than you support us, right? You know how I feel about fans, guys. So,
and I don't know if you said this, The Shape here is an homage to the Halloween franchise.
So. Oh, I wasn't going to spoil it for any of those watching. Oh wait, we're not doing video, right?
Yeah, we're not doing video, so that's why.
Yeah, screw those guys. So. All right, spoilers, guys. It's a Halloween thing.
It's a Halloween thing. Yeah.
Okay, so with that, here we go. Oh, and it has the Halloween pumpkin at the
beginning. Classic opening.
Even the round holes.
Hey guys.
This is already better than H2O.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is better than half of the Halloween franchise.
Basically, all of it, except for the original.
Oh, I can make some arguments here and there, but I mean, yeah, I get chills with how they handle Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. This isn't a funny film. Like, this is a straight up scare your ass off film, right?
My personal bias, I love that the main kid that saw The Shape is dressed as Batman, because that costume still holds the record for me. As many times as I wore it for Halloweens through the years.
So here's an interesting tidbit. Back when I was a kid, we had those plastic costumes. Mm-hmm. So my mom didn't want me wearing them. So her and my friend's mom sewed costumes together, and my friend got to go as Adam West.
Nice.
And I got to go as Burt Ward. So my mom thought so much of me that I got to be Burt Ward in the little green tights as a little kid.
That's unfortunate for you.
Oh.
I just wanted you guys to have that visual in your head.
Thank you.
And it looks like Grace is watching Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
I was just going to ask, was she watching Season of the Witch? It looked like it. After a lengthy search. And I think this is our, is this a Wendy Lee cameo she's about to talk to?
I believe so.
Tara, you need to get out of the house right now.
Yeah.
There's something outside.
Yeah. Great call, Mark.
Wendy Lee's day name.
Fuck you.
Seriously, have you put those monsters in bed yet? We're about to start over here.
Did she still do the movie couple?
Like an hour or so.
Is that what they were called?
I believe they still do the movie couple channel. I believe they do.
Yeah, so give them a follow, too. We're endorsing everybody.
We're just promoting the fuck out of everybody.
14 people were brutally murdered. Hey, did you want to go to the memorial tonight?
I'm gonna forget you just asked me that.
So this is gonna sound stupid.
Pushing it hard this year.
I view The Shape here the same way I view The Mandalorian. Well, it's like a true celebration of the franchise.
I'm gonna get actually trying to actually have fun on Halloween.
It's totally a celebration of the franchise.
Let me know when you get out of there, okay?
Okay. Bye.
That couch is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those party couches when you know you're going to have a lot of people over.
You know I was there the whole time, didn't you?
I used to be a kid too, you know. I know all the tricks. Come on.
That clown mask is creepy.
You need a babysitter.
Dude,
I believe that's a Joker mask.
Literally a teenager. Secondly, I don't give a shit. As long as your parents
like,
are paying
me. From the bank robbery, Mark.
I think so.
Yeah, really you're right.
Could be. Either way, it's creepy.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh, this is a new one. What is it with you and masks?
This kid's like 20. Why does he need a sitter?
Why is he being babysat?
Look, I don't pick on that.
It makes sense.
I did an independent film once, and working with kids is tough. They've had a bunch in this movie already.
Enough.
The boogeyman.
Don't say that loud.
It's just a town legend, Danny. Don't let those old stories get to you. He's not real. Science, I thought you were too old to be scared of these things.
Whatever. Aren't you gonna take me in?
The whole cork board full of creepy math.
All of them.
All right.
One of which, if you noticed, was Michael Myers.
I don't think he was real.
There it is.
I mean, technically, that's William Shatner, right?
Yeah.
That's some sleep world shit.
For those of you who need a little history lesson, they spray painted a William Shatner mask white and combed the hair out in the original Halloween.
And that's what it is.
That's all it is. And now I've either ruined Star Trek or Halloween for you. I'm not sure.
The point being, you can get a lot out of very little if you just have imagination.
That's right. You know, if they were doing this for laughs, which they aren't, this is straight up drama and spooky. They could have had an Austin Powers mask up there too.
Yeah, that's a good call, Jeff. But I mean, look at the blocking of these shots, right? Mm. Like the knives, like that. These guys are storytellers, right?
Well, you can tell they know what they're doing. The shot composition has been extraordinary. Lighting is fantastic. And I'm just really appreciating Grace's performance here. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm thinking whenever we gather enough...
I will literally beat the shit out of you.
Sorry. Whenever we gather enough funds to make a Croctopus movie, we got to get the Wangers to direct...
Yeah, I want them to direct like my obituary, right? Like, I know that might be dark, but I mean, we're watching a horror movie right now, guys.
Yeah.
They could direct my daughter's wedding. Hell, they could marry my daughters, and I don't say that about very many people.
See, you do the right thing there, Grace. You hear a loud noise, you run. You don't go towards it. The problem is you ran in the wrong direction.
She's really carrying this whole thing, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, this is a 10-minute short, and that's no small feat.
Yeah, this doesn't work unless you got a really good actor. To carry the piece, and Grace is doing fantastic.
There we go. Yep.
See one of the knives missing? The continuity with the candy knocked over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could have been easily overlooked, but the fact that you actually see it in the shot. That's very well done.
No, especially with a small crew and everything. It's
Danny, close the door.
Easy to overlook that stuff.
It's him.
Who? Boogeyman.
I like how they're not calling him Michael either, right? Nope. Like, it's like true Halloween 1 stuff. Mm. The score is fantastic.
Yeah.
This kid's a great little actor, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you build tension, man.
Jeff, do you need to change your shorts? Yeah, I know you don't like the ABGB movies.
Kara?
I might.
Kara, wake up. Kara.
Where is he? Daddy, where is he?
You got lucky. Most people who encounter the shape don't make it.
Jesus Christ, way to go. I get chills just watching this, guys.
I wonder how they got the jack-o'-lantern there. Is it like a green screen, or do they actually like find a way to make it?
It's not flickering. It looks like it's just an image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Christian Rubalcaba directing this just had such a skilled hand.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
Props to RB3. Like, the lighting was really good in that whole piece.
Oh, yeah. I think old Brian Beardo, I think he did the music for this thing.
It's very Carpenter-esque.
Oh, no, it was RB3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, good on you, sir.
Now, I know RB3 is not one of the Wangers. Does he do a lot of collabs with them?
They used to. I know he, Ace, have definitely done collaborations. I know they're frequent guests like Dorina and Emma Pfeiffer usually, or guests semi frequently or frequently.
Yeah,
they do the sports stuff with Ellis Makuga and Ken. So they're doing fantastic stuff. Like, everybody should be just watching.
Yeah, definitely follow all those. Robert Butler III, Ace Cabrera, Dorina. Help me out, guys.
Oh, I'm just gonna let you hang there.
I know it's Evil Dorina. I can't think of her last name right now.
But she just goes by Dorina, but it's her last name is Ariano.
Okay, yeah, follow all of them. There's a lot of talented folks in this community that we're paying tribute to tonight.
Oh yeah.
And with that, we're gonna keep running with the runner. You guys like
that? Runner.
Let's
see what you did.
That is a segue.
That is a segue. Nice.
I think this one, so we just watched probably their most serious film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this one is also pretty serious as well, if I'm not mistaken.
I know I've watched these before.
Mm-hmm.
But look, guys, I'm lazy. I apologize. I never hit the like button. I'm hitting the like button tonight. So.
He's just going, making the rounds and just hitting right. All the likes.
So if they happen to go through that video site and know that each one of them upticked one, that was me. All right, so here we go with the runner, guys. I think my video is not working right, though.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna have a little technical difficulty here, and I'm gonna reload the page.
He's gonna reload the page, and while he's reloading, we're just mm-hmm. gonna sit here and wait and watch.
Fascinating.
You thought I was gonna buy some time. Nope.
I knew that you were gonna repay me for Jeff. You and Jeff are thick as thieves.
What?
Here we go.
Is it happening?
No, not so much.
Yeah, it's happening.
There it goes. I think
it's very dark.
Oh, so we're getting the little intro sequence that is very
they went Marvel on us.
They did. They And there we got old Beardo.
Should we be hearing something?
Oh, did I not hit the button?
I don't think you hit the button.
I don't think so.
Guys, we are experiencing... This is what happens when Thomas doesn't engineer. No,
can we get Thomas back? This is awful.
Thomas.
You know, here I am.
Talk about amateur hour. This is amateur hour.
I just want to point out, people don't understand how hard this is. After each video, I have to close out the tab. I have to reshare my screen and remember to click this checkbox. And there's a checkbox for share audio here, where if I miss it, we get technical difficulties.
Thomas is not here under protest because he was not happy with the barbs that we made at his expense at the last show.
Especially you, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Mark accused Thomas just... for anybody who missed the last episode, of owning and driving around a rape van. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make it clear, it's not a rape van. It's a dog pound thing, right? Like, he goes around and he picks up strays and he euthanizes them in his backyard. I'm pretty sure that's what he does. He's going to hate me for that because he loves dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. So, good job, John. He's coming after you now.
So if Thomas isn't on the next episode, it's probably my fault this time.
No, and if John's not on the next episode, he was fired.
He was, yeah. Trust me.
Come back, Thomas.
Trust me, that's not going to get John fired if everything else didn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, if Seymour didn't get me fired, I think I'm good, guys. All right, so let's give this a shot. I'm pretty sure I hit the checkbox this time.
All right, one more time for the runner.
Can you hear it?
No.
I hear something.
Yes, I hear it.
There we go. We got our MCU little intro. The Runner. Wasn't The Runner... Was that a Ben Affleck movie?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
He was after Reindeer Games and before Phantoms.
Which he was totally the bomb
in. Circles. I know. Can we talk about this later? Because I'm heading out right now. I'll call you back later. Bye.
I'm guilty of using said headphones and, you know, speaking into that little stupid white little mic/receiver. I'm guilty of doing it, and I hate myself because when I see people do it, I go, you look so stupid.
I don't actually run or exercise, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Do you need this much gear to run?
At night? Probably.
Who would run at night? Like, I wouldn't even run during the day.
Well, John, some people are crazy, and they like to go running for fun. Run for fun? What in the hell kind of fun is that? But yeah, some people do it.
Are we gonna get a rack focus shot here? There it is.
A missing persons ad.
Ryan Turner. I mean, all these lights on him look fantastic. These green lights on the cell phone really helps with the lighting.
Well, there you ask, why does a runner need all that equipment? Look where he's at. There's like no lighting out there.
It's like the kind of place I'm sure Thomas goes in his van.
You said it, not me.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, lighting it through the fence to get that. get that effect there. Mm-hmm. This must be RB3 again. Looks amazing.
This is almost like it follows, right?
No, because the thing following doesn't run.
That's true. It runs?
It runs. That's what this should have been called, right?
I don't know, but I really hope the next one's less scary.
Mm-hmm. Poor Jeff can't take it.
I might have to change my pants, and I like horror
movies. No, I'm digging it. I would really like to see these guys get a gig doing like a second, whatever it's called, a second photography for like a Blumhouse or something.
I'm going to pitch something right now. What if Mark Riley and Mark Andreyko wrote the next Friday the 13th movie?
I wish.
These guys, the Wangers, the Amateur Hour Films, produced and directed it and did the movie. Right?
Well, they certainly have the talent. Nothing about their work is amateur at all.
No.
I think it's ironic, Corey. Like, we call Thomas tall and we call me smart.
And when you call me slim, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Behind me so fast.
I don't know what editing trick they did to make that happen, but it works.
Oh no!
That was great with the strobe effect being the reason why he got taken.
That was great. Oh man.
Christian Rubalcaba is killing it.
Look.
And there he is.
Brian Perez did great. Cody was fun as the guy trying to rescue him. RB3 is as a DP. So we're a couple of these things into it at this point. Mm-hmm. I think we all knew we were going to get technically astounding things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But the writing, like top to bottom, the sound, like the acting, I'm blown away. And I'm not laughing. I thought, sorry guys, I thought this would be a little bit funnier, but I'm kind of glad it's not. Like, I am blown away with how good this stuff is.
Yeah, it's kind of it's almost upsetting in a way of just thinking, I don't think I could make a fan film that looks this good. Like, or it's not even a fan film, just a short film.
Yeah.
And I've been in film classes in school. Like, I've made short films. None of them looked or sounded as good. So, it's just a testament to these guys and their talent, their ability to tell a good story, and just they care and the craft shows, it's so good on them.
Yep, absolutely. I'll be honest, mostly what I've been exposed to by these guys is their funny stuff. So I've been listening to their Quarantine Report on their podcast channel. Mm-hmm. Which, check that out, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But this stuff is so different than what I've seen from them. And yeah, so good, man.
Well, next up we have Uber, which is I'm almost reluctant to hit it at this point because I'm afraid I'm hoping it's kind of like Stuber with Batista. But I have a feeling it's going to be more innovative, like Talented Mr. Ripley or something.
Well, I'm just hoping that you hit the share audio button this time so we can hear it right off the hop.
Yeah,
listen, pal, not all of us are professional editors, so bite me.
You don't have to be a professional editor to, hit a box.
Just a professional button pusher.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what an editor is. It's somebody who checks boxes.
Tell that to Cody Hall and Christian Rubacaba.
And no one will ever say that you have to.
Oh, we have an ad.
Oh, we got ads. Spike Lee ad. There we go.
Masterclass.
While we want to support, we do want to jump into and keep this ball rolling.
Uber. I'm pretty sure this one's going to be on the. I imagine this is going to be on the comedic side, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Yes.
Let's find out.
Maybe it's a creepy Uber.
This one's starring Cody.
Oh, God.
And it looks like Brian's going to be...
I love you.
What?
Cody?
Brian?
Yeah.
All right. Can you pop the chart?
No, don't worry. You get in. I got it.
You sure?
I got it. Don't worry. All come right. on.
Nope, I am. Never knew that a kid like me could take a rock around the world like the big ass Danny and rock the masses from Madrid to Calabasas. EOD. Good times.
Right, so let's see where you're headed right now. Oh, Silver Lake. Really lovely place. Yeah. Pretty hip right now.
I would have canceled that ride and gotten a new one.
You from out of town?
What gave it away? Was it the suitcase?
Ha! Ah, you got the jokes. Cody with the jokes over here.
This is already more than I talk to people.
All right, let's go. So where are you from?
Colorado. It's my first day in LA.
Oh, exciting. What'd you come out here for?
I'm just working on some things.
You're a screenwriter, aren't you?
I'm a screenwriter, yes.
I nailed it. I knew it. Once I saw the flannel in the bag.
I love how Brian's wearing the seatbelt like a kid who doesn't like the strap on his shoulder. Super dangerous,
buddy. Green means go. Ready for this LA traffic, bro?
I don't know. I heard it's the worst.
That's not so bad. You get used to it. Just remember, patience is key. Once you're able to keep your cool, you'll be fine. Come on, fuckface! Sorry, I lost my cool back there. I guess I forgot about that patience thing I was telling you about earlier.
That's cool. That guy was a dick.
I swear, 99.99999% of the time, I'm the most patient Uber driver ever. They call me Patient Brian, actually. Nobody calls me that. My dad used to call me Brian the Crying, but... Fuck! Hey, shit, fucker, the speed limit's 45 miles an hour, not 25 goddamn miles an hour. It's shit.
I would be commenting like more, but I'm laughing like so much right now.
Sorry, I lost my cool back there, Cody. I swear I'm not like this. You don't ever judge a book by its cover in LA, Cody. You don't know what that lady's been through. You
don't this is why I don't do Uber.
She's done. She's probably done meth. You ever done meth?
No.
You ever done meth?
Don't
you do
meth.
About
I'm
it,
just
though.
Kidding. Don't do meth. So you're a screenwriter, huh? You a big movie guy?
Yeah, I like movies.
Oh, really? Hey, who am I? Who am I? You talking to me? You talking to me?
Taxi driver.
More like Uber driver. Huh?
Oh, boy.
Get it? Get it?
Get it?
I don't think you got it. Come on. Go. Fuck. Fuck. Don't worry, buddy. We're almost there.
It's cool, man. Just get me there.
You got it, buddy. You seem like a pretty chilled guy. Guess that's why you're from Colorado, huh? Colorado?
Yikes.
Chill?
Yeah, I got it.
Because it's chilly over there.
Yeah, I got it.
It's cold over there, huh? You're not getting any of these.
It's like a Jeff joke.
Yeah, these are all Jeff jokes.
You're so relaxed about everything. Reminds me of myself when I first moved out here. Nowadays, I get upset over the little son of a bitch!
Jesus!
Motherfucker just cut me off! USC alumni. More like University of Shitty Cocks. See? Shitty Cocks?
Shitty Cocks.
Better than this. Fuck, you better than this!
All right, look, man, my apartment's over here. You want to just pull over?
You sure, man?
Yeah, I can just walk the rest of the way.
You sure you know the area? I can take
I'll
you.
I'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Anywhere you...
Honestly, just pull
like,
over.
No, on the app, it
Please
tells you...
Please stop the car.
Okay.
Get me out of the car. Thanks for the ride.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I swear I'm normally not like this. You must think I'm some sort of crazy person, huh?
Look, dude, it's fine. We all have those days.
But it's not just today, Cody. It's been like this for years. I used to be just like you. Young, hip, white. I used to have dreams. I used to have ambition.
Hey, it's never too late. You still have plenty of time.
No, I don't have time, Cody. I moved here 10 years ago, and I haven't done shit with my life. I accused that old lady of wasting her life away with meth, but what am I doing that's any different? My own life is meth.
Doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. Nothing I say makes any sense. I can already tell you're going to be great. You're going to write movies. You're going to go to those bars where you throw axes at targets and shit. You're going to be great. Well, I'm going to be grinding around like some asshole.
Hey, come on. You're not an asshole. I promise.
Yeah, those bars are fun.
You mean it?
Yeah.
This almost feels like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Like, they're dynamic.
There you go, buddy.
A little bit.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey.
Cody's definitely playing this like the Steve Martin.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. No. You really inspired me today.
Anytime.
This Jason Mraz fedora he's got on just killing me.
No pun intended, right?
Okay, that was good. You're getting better. Let's break this off now, okay?
All right. That's enough. Get you out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to get
going. You on your way, big Hollywood boy.
I'm going.
Hollywood guy.
What did you want to do when you moved out here anyway?
Oh, a screenwriter. You want to see my scripts?
Oh Jesus.
You want to read some of my stuff?
Yeah, it's like Star Wars Cody, Lego set in there.
Cody, where are you going? You want to brainstorm ideas? Swap ideas? You want to pitch some meetings? Final draft? You got it? I don't got it. Come on, this one's about an Uber driver who moonlights as a murderer. That's a black on that friendship. Fuck!
Are you even rolling or not?
Yeah! Look at this fucking guy!
Come on! Turn! Fuck you!
Jesus. Now I just want to see him do a sequel to this where like we get a little more of what he does when he's not Ubering.
I love that they're giving us outtakes on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think you got it.
Every time that they break.
See, the sequel could be Beardo's character sells a script and calls an Uber, and it's Cody Hall.
Oh, they should call it. They should call it Tuber.
Ooh. Mm. Like that's why you're the idea manager.
Bravo. Yeah, there you go.
With the letter two at the beginning.
Maybe you should be a screenwriter.
I just want to point out that during that, I said, oh, it's like a Jeff joke. And then Jeff gave us a Jeff Goat joke.
Ta-da!
But it landed. You know, can't fault him for it.
That's it. Mine don't always land.
Hey, we all have. Do you know how many of mine don't land? It's fine.
I have some that haven't even taken off. we're moving on to yoga, guys.
Oh.
So I'm feeling ready for another comedy. I'm also hitting this one with a like because.
I think I've seen this one. If this is the one where Cody looks like he looks like Jesus, then yeah. Which I really hope it's that one.
Christian and Brian.
So you said this guy teaches in his apartment. Yeah. He said he was legit, Brian.
He's totally legit, Christian. Don't worry. I looked him up on Yelp. 4 out of 5 stars, $2 signs. One reviewer said you'll leave his temple feeling things you've never felt before.
Temple.
These movies are basically the wingers themselves in like alternate Earths.
Hello, enlightened one. It's Brian and Christian here for the 1 o'clock session.
There are no sessions. There are no meetings. There were only beings.
Hey, man, we paid for the 1 o'clock session.
Yes, master. Can you let us up so our beings can be together?
For a session.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, shit, it's that kind of party.
Hey, probably a different type of smoke, all right? Would you take it easy? I've been really stressed at work lately, and I'm hoping this will help me feel better.
fine. I'll be cool. But you're the one that's got to relax, man. It's not that hard. I do it on the daily.
Yeah, because you're employed.
It's called freelancing, Brian.
Come on. You got to do your taxes.
Angry Christian is one of my favorite Master? Things in the world.
Oh, yeah. For the coming together of the beings?
What?
They look like they stepped through, like, the Veil of Souls from Order of the Phoenix. Yep, there he is.
We have Jesus Cody.
It's like, I forgot the beard was...
He's not watching. He's floating.
He's like if Jesus and Goat Boy from SNL had a son.
Welcome, my children.
Hello. We're here for the 1 o'clock session?
He has like the what world's worst merkin on his chin.
Yeah, yeah, there's, mm-hmm. there's no sessions. There's only...
Beings. There is you and you... And the
Millennial Jesus?
The Party of Horror.
The Party of
Horror. Party of Horror.
What party are you referring to?
The Party of Horror.
I don't
the
want
Party of Horror.
It's Party of Horror. The Party of Horror. Can you spell that?
P-R-A. Party of Horror.
I'm pretty sure that's offensive somewhere around the world.
America. Listen to me, son. Listen well. There is light and there's dark. There's good and there's evil. All of these things make up the world in which we live. And in this world, we live as?
Beings?
Please don't try to finish my sentences.
Sorry, Master.
This is the best version of the love guru they could have ever possibly been.
You can simply Absolutely. Refer to me as the Party of Hari Samadhi Ahimsa.
Oh, Jesus.
He's white, right?
I'm already much more entertained than that entire movie.
Yeah. What is your name, my child?
Christian, and I'm 34, thank you.
Everyone is a child in the eyes of the Party of Hari Samadhi Ahimsa, gentle children, waiting to be taught their first steps towards spirituality and enlightenment.
I can walk just fine. It's my friend Brian here, who's the stressed one. He's looking for the path to enlightenment and all that.
Well, here at the temple, we seek to alleviate those stresses. We become one within ourselves and see that even though stress is a natural thing, we're able to control and overcome it.
Okay, where is that coming from?
Now, my sons, we'll begin with our breathing. Please put your hands in prayer position and close your eyes. I want you to focus on your breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. I want you to picture every breath being a stressor in life being blanked out of existence. These stress did not exist because they never did exist to begin with. I want you to focus on the things you have in life, as well as the things you do not. What are you missing? Are you missing love? Do you feel you are not loved enough? Do you feel you are giving enough love to others? Do you, Brian? Do you, Christian?
Fuck!
Why? Look into my eyes. What's missing from your life? What do you want for yourself? How can you achieve that? Now think about the happiest moment in your life. Think about how great you were feeling in that specific moment. Who are you?
Brian's graduation. He's so happy.
Christian's just looking at his cock, and it is glorious, apparently.
That's what makes you happy? I just want to make my family proud.
My tics never looked that good.
Dude. Wait, in fairness,
it wasn't even erect.
Christian looked at his dick, and it was basically where it was in a briefcase.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Where am I?
That's a good deal on asparagus.
Wake up. We're outside.
Oh, grab that cucumber, baby. Grab it.
Come on, buddy. Wake
Jesus.
Up. Wake up.
What the fuck? What time is it? How did we get outside?
I think we're still outside the Prati Hari Samadhi Ahimsa's house. I'm getting really good at saying that.
I don't care. How long have we been out here? Let's go get that fucker.
Can I help you, my sons?
Master Prati Hari Samadhi Ahimsa?
Dude, what the fuck did you do to us? How did we end up outside?
The gods guided you there. You were there to recover.
Recover from what?
Did you not see the smoke? It was pretty clear what was going on.
What was clear?
That you were right, Christian. It was that kind of party.
Look at your dick, Christian. You'll feel better.
There is you.
Jesus, that was fantastic.
I'm pretty sure that's offensive somewhere around the world.
Alert.
We're outside.
Give me some of that cucumber, baby.
Oh, dude, come on, wake up.
God damn it.
Okay. I'm either going to blaspheme right now or you guys are going to completely agree with me. But the outtakes on yoga are Cannonball Run worthy.
Oh, absolutely. That's not blaspheme.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that was fantastic.
That was, yeah, I dug that a lot.
I actually kind of hope, maybe they already have it, I don't know, but they need to do a playlist of just a blooper reel from all the films that they've done, and I'd watch that and just be completely happy.
Okay, I'm going to refresh again. Oh, wait, shit. I didn't hit the goddamn checkbox.
Now taking applications for someone who can cue YouTube videos and check a box.
You're fueling the fire for Thomas. Yeah, you know, as he
say that this is the best thing.
He's just gonna be listening and just laughing to himself like, you fools.
Look, Thomas, I'm sorry, I suck at this.
So this one's called Teddy.
Teddy.
I hope this is about, like, underwear and not a scary teddy bear. Jesus,
I think it's the latter.
I don't think it's about underwear, guys.
Nope.
Jesus, it's predator vision,
yeah.
It's like, if I'm gonna take a guess here, because I haven't seen this one. Probably a horror film version of Ted.
So it's honestly, if that leathering was for a lingerie commercial, that was the worst leathering ever. And if it's for the scary teddy bear movie, spot on, guys.
Spot on.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling them?
John? A call from John?
You're calling him, John.
I'm the most important John I know.
Ignore you.
That sounds about right. Every time I call them to Collider Live, you never put my call through.
Because your name's not Saul.
Yeah.
Me and the buddy. Almost there.
Now sounds like a Mogwai.
Mogwai now. Oh no.
Park's closed.
Who's out front? Should have told you.
I feel like he's trying to get rid of Teddy.
You're Spider-Man. Just hop the fence.
No, because whatever he's trying to do, he's trying to get his car as close as possible so he can run back in the car.
Yeah. Based on the interior here, I think driving a Honda of some sort.
It's probably a good call. That's one of the more popular cars in America.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep, it's a.
I own two myself, so probably a Honda. Let's go Honda.
I think it's a Honda.
Yeah, it looks too spacious to be like a Kia or something.
Mm-hmm.
I figured you were heading this way. Feels weird being out here again.
Yeah, it's definitely a Honda.
So what's up? You don't answer your phone anymore? How'd you get it in there?
By asking.
Want to hand it over?
No, I can't do that.
We're really going to do this again? Yeah. Looks like we're going to do this again.
Look, for once, can you just think about this?
You want me to think about it? Look at what you're doing right now.
I have to take him home.
Oh, so it's a him now.
Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, John, they're torturing him in there.
It's a creature, Nate, not a fucking dog.
Well,
what happens if they kill him, huh? Then what? What happens next?
And that's not our problem.
It became our problem when we found him out here.
Exactly. We found that thing together, and we decided to turn him in. That's what we did. And they rewarded us for it.
They just paid us to keep quiet.
Yeah, they paid us a lot of money.
So that's what this is about.
Don't do that.
Don't try to turn it around like I'm the asshole when you're the one who's not making any sense. Just return it.
I can't.
I'll do it for you.
Don't fucking touch it.
Hey, hey.
Oh, they're fighting.
His vision's getting redder.
Why are you doing this? Why do you have to make everything so goddamn difficult? Stop it!
Talk.
Fucking look at yourself.
You fight choreography and everything.
Oh, oh shit.
It's okay, Teddy.
You know, Charlie Brown got upset when he got a rock.
You're okay, bud.
But had he seen this, he'd be very happy. So Charlie Brown got one trick-or-treating. A gun.
He brought a rock to a gunfight.
Shut up! Mm-mm. I'm done!
Open the cage. Do it.
I'm just done.
John, think about what you're doing.
They were gonna kill you, Nate. The only reason you're still alive is because of me. I told them I'd get you to bring it back. Thought I'd just kill you myself. Please don't make me.
Let's just talk about this.
You know I'll do it.
He got a flirking in there?
I mean... It ripped a hole through him?
Right through him.
Teddy? Teddy, stop, talk to me. It's me. It's okay. It's okay. Calm down. No, don't look over there. Don't look over there. Teddy, you did nothing wrong, okay? You did absolutely nothing wrong. You okay? All right, come on. Let's get you home. Come on.
It's like a transformative Mogwai.
Just leave Brian there with a hole in his chest?
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to do, you know?
I mean, I'm from New York. You hide the body. Mm-hmm. You hide the body. You don't leave it there like that. Is it in the street? It's just sloppy.
Hey, man, this takes place in L.A. They don't care.
There's a reason why I moved to a house where I have train tracks in my backyard, Mark.
Well, you said it.
That was fantastic. That was like a holiday special.
That was great.
I like that we don't ever we don't get to see whatever the creature Teddy is. You know, it's just you imagine it.
I keep letting these go. Oh, that Marzonia did the music for this. Sound by RB3. Robert Butler III. All right, we're getting there, guys.
It's a healthy balance of their serious work and then the comedic things, because we all know if you're familiar with the Wangers, you all know their comedy is that comes natural. But watching the stuff that's serious it provides interesting dynamics, I think, to the way that they do things.
Mm-hmm. And their scarier stuff is very effective in a short film format, like 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Perfect for a good, scary little short, and they're doing it really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make sure I share the audio this
time. He's gonna do it right this time.
You're gonna hit that tab?
Fingers crossed.
Hit that tab.
I have so much pressure on me right now, guys.
I can get my 8-year-old to do it, because she could do it a lot more reliably than you can.
Are you gonna tab that app?
Why did we invite Corey to this party again?
Because I can hit record. Remember?
Yes. Oh shit. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you for hitting record.
We should change your name to Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Hit record.
Wow. And I'm the one with the dad jokes. Okay.
You know what? I will own that dad joke. I don't care.
We're moving on to Real Talk with Real Robbie. This feels like we're going to get a breather from the horror stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see.
Oh, I've seen this one. We're in for a treat. No, I'm not. You guys are in for a treat.
Jesus.
Yeah, with a film called Real Talk with Real Robbie, I certainly hope so.
Yeah, Jeff and I were hanging out 2 weeks ago. He spoiled The Sixth Sense for me.
What?
Well, that's on you, John. Oh boy.
Welcome everybody to Real Talk with the Real Robbie. I'm your host, The Real Robbie, and this is a show where we talk to you guys about the movies that you're seeing. What did you watch today? Well, let's go find out. Come on.
Cody's walk here is fantastic.
All right, folks, we have our first guest today. Oh, what is your name, sir?
My name is Casper.
It's the Uber driver.
I'm sure it is. And what did you decide to watch today, Casper?
I saw Long Shot.
Long Shot?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Which one's my camera?
They're both my cameras.
All right, guys, I'm here with Nancy and Gerald. What did you two decide to watch?
Grace Hancock.
Oh, we saw Avengers : Endgame for the sixth time.
Sex! We love movie theaters.
We love
you. Excuse me, sir. Would you like to be part of a TV show today?
No, I don't.
Are you sure it's really easy?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks, sure.
It's really easy.
Okay.
I'll see you soon. So tell us about Long Shot, buddy. What was it about?
It's a movie about a guy who gets a girl who's way out of his league.
Oh, yeah.
Something I can only dream of, right?
You're gonna die alone.
What?
So this is your sixth time seeing this movie. Six? Oh, wow.
Six. We're going for seven. We just can't get enough of this movie, man.
That's great. Hey, did you know that all the money that you spent on tickets and concessions, you could have fed a homeless family for at least 6 weeks?
Wow.
Fed.
That one hits home.
Hey, guys, Robbie here again.
I probably saw that movie about
just a little bit ago. Well, I know he's around here somewhere. I figured out that his name is Christopher, and I'm pretty sure he saw a movie today. We're going to figure out what it was right now. Oh, there he is right here. Hey, Christopher, remember me?
Yeah. Why?
You want to be on a TV show?
I don't.
It's really easy. You can just do it really quick. Don't run. You don't have to run. There's no sense in running.
I'll find you.
So I have an idea. What do you say we play a little bit of movie trivia, huh?
Sure.
All right. Who are the two stars in Long Shot?
Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen.
That's correct. What was the movie rated?
R.
That's right. And are you ready for the impending arrival of the Dark Lord? So you guys ready for the X-Men to join the MCU pretty soon?
Oh, we are so excited.
Yeah, Wolverine and Mickey and stuff. It's going to be...
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Did you know that with the whole Disney-Fox merger that they're putting hundreds, if not maybe thousands of people out of work and they're going to be looking for jobs in one of the most expensive cities in America?
Well, are you aware that none of them chose to take these jobs and they were all given...
Well, are you aware, sir, that your wife's about to find out that you're currently having an affair with her best friend, Karen?
What? Wait,
okay. What the fuck?
Real Robbie is Karen's officially my favorite show ever.
No, Ned, no, wait.
Oh, this is so uncomfortable. Your car's this way. This car's over here.
Anyway. Nancy. He's so helpful, too.
Nancy.
This is uncomfortable for all of us.
Wait in a Subaru. What the hell kind of show is this? What's your problem? Who are you?
It's Real Talk with the Real Robbie. We keep it real. All right, guys, now we're inside Christopher's car. Now, I know for a fact he saw a movie, so we're going to get his opinion on it. I want... Oh, shit, it's right there. Christopher, it's me again, buddy. How you doing?
What are you doing in my car?
That's not important. Say, what did you decide to watch today? The world needs to know.
The world doesn't need to know. I'm not going to tell you.
Was it a comedy?
Huh? No.
Was it a horror? Woo. Look, the world just needs to know what you saw.
The world doesn't need to know. Get out of my car.
Yes, they do.
No, get out of my car.
Why are you telling me it's... Yep. It's irrelevant what you're telling me to do.
Get out. This is illegal.
I'm always with you.
Get out of my car.
I'm just saying, your God, he doesn't love you anymore, okay? He abandoned you. But I can show you the happiness and prosperity. If you just follow me, we can make that happen. Would you like me to make that happen, Casper?
I think so.
Great. Now, all we're going to do is we're going to go to my car, okay? We're going to grab a knife and do a quick blood oath. It's going to be really quick, really fast.
No.
You know, it's just one finger we're going to cut off. No, Casper, come on. Steven, the camera guy, come on. Alrighty, folks, we're catching up with Mr. Gerald here. Gerald, how you holding up, buddy?
Nancy's not answering her phone. She took the car, idiot.
Ooh, man, it must not suck to feel betrayed, Gerald. Kind of like how I feel about God. Know what I'm talking about?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the real Robbie.
Fuck you, Gerald!
There it goes.
Nancy! Dick!
I got to say.
What do you want to say about that?
Fuck you.
Right now, this is my favorite one.
Do you like the movie? Hey guys, Robbie here again. We're outside the bathroom of Christopher's apartment. Look, I'm not giving up on the guy. I know he saw a movie today. We're gonna find out what it was. Let's find. Come on.
Oh,
Christopher, hey buddy, hey. Don't worry about anything. Hey, what movie did you see today?
I'm not gonna tell you what movie I saw. Get out of my apartment.
Just look right there and tell the world what you saw today.
What? Get out of my apartment. What the fuck?
Hey, don't be alarmed. It's gonna be okay. Look, it's fine. Tell me what you saw.
I'm trying to take a poop. Get out.
You're really not going to budge?
Yeah, I'm not going to budge. I'm going to call the cops if you don't get out right now.
Well, they can't help you now. Don't worry.
Open the door with you.
Well, it started off as a cop.
Well, he's reading why we love Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Nice endorsement.
That's how they got Ken in this. Like, hey, Ken, you can be in our movie if we'll promote your book. I'm like, okay.
There's
RB3.
All you had to do was read this script and you want to be in.
True.
Brendan Hannah on sound this time.
Yeah, I think he did one of the earlier ones as well.
I was laughing at that one. That was too good. God damn it. So tell us about Longshot, buddy. What was it about? Christopher! Hey, whoa, buddy! Whoa, what are you doing in here?
And yeah, you're right. I think that one's the new favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
So
there's not we don't have a lot of chatter watching these because we just get so invested in watching them because they're good. If you're still tuning in to this, then watch along. It'll be a much better experience.
Oh, and if you don't watch along, go and watch them afterwards and just listen to us react naturally to how awesome all of this stuff is.
Yeah.
I'm just playing the ad for the next one before I share it. I'm probably
good call.
I'm just playing the ads.
Okay, John.
There's so much potential in that real talk. We need to see more of those.
Yes.
Well, now we're going with stage four.
This is one I heard a lot about, and I have not seen it, so this would be good.
So this was released back in December, so we're catching up to real time now.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I do love the Marvel intro to these things.
Yeah.
It feels like we're starting in Zombieland.
I know, right?
We might be.
A poster for the Shape.
Aha, meta.
Foreshadowing with things running past the window. I mean, it's funny that they're playing this now. And then, like, 3 months later, COVID hit, right?
Yeah,
right. I like the John Carpenter-esque little music cues we got. Pizza and beer. Been there, buddy.
Where are you? Why are you whispering? Oh my God! Look at this. Something is happening.
open the door. I gotta be honest.
Please open up.
I think this is a runner.
I'm hurt.
I haven't noticed a cut. Have you?
I don't think they've really cut. Yeah.
Close the door.
I think you're right, Mark. Good pickup.
Yeah.
You have any water?
Yeah, one second.
Hurry.
Hold on.
More. Please.
He's got the thirst.
What's happening out there?
I don't know. It all happened so fast.
What are you talking about?
There's something in the air, man. You're breathing it all in. I'm trying to contain it, but it's not working. It's spreading.
What's spreading?
I'm sorry, I don't know how to describe it, but it's fucking scary. It gets inside.
Drink this. Jesus!
Oh.
Did he just throw up blood?
Yep.
Looked like it.
That's a bad symptom.
You gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I'm not really qualified medical professional, but you should probably go get some help.
I mean, you are a self-appointed scientist.
We know this. I'm not a doctor though.
Ugh.
My fellow Americans, I'm here today to inform you that at approximately 2:32 a.m., our nation was attacked by a biological
Shaved
weapon
Ken
designed
as the President of the United States.
Details on this.
I'd vote for that guy.
This is already an alternate universe I want to live in.
Uh-huh. Minus the everything we can. Monsters or whatever.
Mark,
effective immediately.
If we could trade whatever's going on for the monsters, I would in a heartbeat.
All doors and windows closed. Again, we do not know the full extent of what the effects entail. We do have confirmation there.
This is a problem when you let people in your house, though.
Come across.
If you're somebody knocking your door, just keep them out.
No, I stand. Wait.
And now we ate Cody.
Right. Be afraid.
The moral of this story,
I promise you,
don't trust anyone.
We'll get through.
No, the moral of the story is you just don't let anybody in your house.
Once we have more updates on the situation.
The moral of the story is vote Ken Napsok for president.
Remain safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remain attentive.
And if you order food, what you do is you click the checkbox.
Thank you.
So that way they keep the food on your doorstep.
God bless America.
I'm getting good at clicking checkboxes, guys. Yeah, I think that was a oner.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. The whole thing was a oner. Awesome.
That was impressive.
President Belford.
Did Marzonia do this music as well?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here.
Good on you, Marza. I love it. I am a sucker for synthwave.
So with that, we have one more.
Mm-hmm. One more, wow.
And I don't know, but this one was released back in February of this year. It's called Lift. And I'm beginning to wonder if this is a sequel.
This Ooh. Might be the sequel that we were wondering about, which I know in the real Robbie movie, it looked like Brian's character, the Uber driver, made a return because he's literally wearing the same outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But so I guess you could say that one's a crossover, but maybe this one's the sequel.
In the vast Wanger cinematic universe, we've been seeing some crossover here. So I'm so hoping this is a sequel to Uber, because Uber is still probably my overall favorite of the night.
Yeah, the Wangerverse. There it is.
The Wangerverse. Yes.
The Wangerverse.
I just want to point out that Mark thinks that the Wangers live in a universe where two men who look identical cannot buy the same outfit.
I mean, I'm not disproving the existence of twins, if that's what you're saying. Are you suggesting that Casper and Brian are twins in the Wangerverse?
No, I didn't say they were related. What I'm saying is just the two fellas who look similar, who shop at the same stores.
So you're saying all Uber drivers look alike? John, you're gonna get
read the room, John. Don't you can't
read,
say that.
Read the room. Know your audience.
I hate you guys.
Let's have audio on this one, okay?
Yeah, did you check the boxes?
I don't remember. You guys confused me.
All right.
We're about to find out.
I guess we'll be guessing on this one.
so here's what we're going to do. Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit play and let me know if you hear anything.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
I hear it.
Yeah.
You guys can't even do a bit right. You guys could have messed with me. I would have messed with you. Similar opening.
Yep, starting out the same way.
Yes.
There we go, better music.
Cody, right?
Cody?
That was you.
Fantastic.
I never get out to greet people. I never tipped anyway. So fuck them, right? Fuck them.
Hey, Brian, guess you drive Lyft now, too.
Yeah, man, Lyft is where it's at. Great prices, decent rates for drivers, plus Uber banned me.
What? Huh? What did you say?
Let's see where you're going, man. Beverly Hills, huh, Mr. Hollywood, moving up in the world. I wish.
I'm just meeting a friend there. Did you say you were banned from Uber?
Yeah, just a short, temporary ban. That's a lifetime.
A lifetime? What the hell did you do?
Nothing, man. Relax, dude. I just maybe sort of hit a guy.
You what?
Nah, don't worry about it. He's fine. He wasn't one of us. You know, a screenwriter.
Right.
Don't worry about me, Cody. I'm not the same driver you had last time. I read all the books, took all the anger management classes, sucked all the fucking art!
Shit! Look, Brian, you can just take it slow today, okay? I'm in no rush.
No problem, man. Mind if I play some tunes? It really helps mellow me out.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie.
Oh my god, this is so
I'm a wizard.
That one.
I am
maybe,
a wizard.
Maybe, we'll try the next one. Yeah. Try the next one.
I am erect right now, guys.
He warned us it would happen.
The world,
oh, Jesus.
Turn it inside out. Yeah. Cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time. I'm
He's got a microphone.
I like a tiger. Defying laws on the gravity.
The gravity.
I'm passing by like Lady Gaga. I'm gonna go, whoa, there's no stopping me. Dream of Californication. Dream of Californication. Californication,
this
fucking,
is my
right?
worst nightmare.
Californication.
Getting stuck in a car with no.
Like that, huh? It all keeps setting up. I think I'm freaking out. Move in, move out. Hands up, hands out. Back up, back up.
This is incredible.
Back up, back up. Tell me what you're doing now. What do you do? Rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Now play one week where the Bare Naked Ladies bring it all back.
Oh, please.
Oh, that would be so perfect.
Thanks. Get a vape.
He is vaping the shit out of that, too.
Jesus.
Hey, fuck lungs, Cody, am I right? Smoke or die, that's my motto.
Hashtag fuck lungs.
Yeah.
You okay?
Oh, yeah, it's so good. Smoke or die, Cody. Smoke or die. I'm good.
You good?
He's got like black lung all of a sudden.
He said, "Black." He died.
Brian's got a voicemail.
Brian, I think you have a voicemail.
Yikes.
Oh, shit. You're right. Mind if I play it?
Sure, go ahead.
Yo, is this Brian? You slept with my girl last night, you asshole. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna kick the shit out of you and knock that stupid head right off your head, and then I'm gonna put the head on myself. I'm gonna fuck you like...
Wait.
Oh boy, she told me she was single. Careful who you sleep with, Cody. You never know what their story is.
I'm happily married.
No shit?
Yeah, man, going on 3 years. Just had a kid, too.
What are you, like 18, 19?
I'm 28 years old.
Holy shit, you have like a disease or something? Like that Benjamin Button guy in that movie with the curious case? What's it called?
The curious case of Benjamin Button?
Oh yeah. Cody with the knowledge, yeah.
I mean, I'm certain of one thing at this point. Whether I Lyft or Uber, I want Brian driving me around wherever I go.
Right.
Come on, fuckhead! Fuck! Yeah, right there, buddy. Right there. Go right to hell if you can't drive like a normal person. Not you, Cody. Oh, shit, he's onto us. Buckle up, Cody. Get ready to fuck shit up!
That's sick.
I think we lost him. Woo! Fuck. Feel so alive. Want to do some cocaine?
Thinking good, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
So glad we lost him. That was the second time that's happened today.
What?
Don't worry. I had a backup plan in case he got too close. How do you feel about the Second Amendment, Cody?
He has a gun?
Oh, oh, boy.
What the hell, man?
It's all right. I got a backup for my backup. Safety first, right?
Safety first. Give me that. Give me that.
Damn it.
Give
nope. it. Nope. Get it off my dick. Cody,
give me the gun.
Touch another man's piece, Cody.
You are the worst driver ever.
You dick! Oh.
Are we taking another dark turn now?
Hey, man, I was just...
Shut up.
Ryan, I didn't mean to...
This is how you treat me? After all we've been through?
We've only been on one ride together.
You didn't even count this right?
Why are you doing this?
Don't play dumb. I saw what you did last time. You gave me 2 stars. You think I wouldn't notice?
Sorry, man. I should have been nicer with my review.
But, like, who even does that? Either go with 1 star or 4 or 5. 2 stars makes no sense. That's just weird.
You had a clean car.
Yeah, I take care of it. I wipe it down all the time. They call me Brian with the wipes. B-wipes. For short. Bright.
So very clean.
Wipes. Stop metaphorically sucking my dick, Cody. Well, let's get back to what's important.
So this is all because I gave you a bad review?
The review was only part of it.
There's more?
I see you've been butting up with the guys at the Writers Guild. Think I wouldn't notice? You know I've been trying to pitch my Uber script for years.
How did you know?
I follow you on Instagram and LinkedIn, and I saw that you only followed me back on LinkedIn. Doesn't make any sense. Again, weird.
I don't go on Instagram that often.
Bullshit! I see you post an Instagram story every day. Now it's time for my story.
Look, we can still hang together. We can be buddies. I was about to be a writer friend right now in Beverly Hills. That's where I was headed. Just please, put the gun down. I'll introduce you to him. We'll talk about your script.
You promise?
Promise.
Well, hot damn! What a cliffhanger this is gonna be!
Oh. I'm actually 28 years old. I'm so sorry.
So you're telling me they shot this as a cliffhanger and then COVID hit?
Yep. That's what it looks like.
Drive! Put your fucking blinker on and drive!
Where did you get a bolt?
So if anybody still works through all of this remarkable work.
I'm so happy done. That's what that was.
We all have to tweet at them.
Yes.
Go to Twitter and tweet at the Wangers and tell them how awesome their shit is and beg for the sequel to lift when COVID and everything lifts. We need this in our lives. Like, yes. If I have one mission, like I have 2 missions in life now, and it's Wolf Cop 3 and Lyft 2, right? And that's where I'm at in the world.
That's where you're at. And you know what? I'm on board with it as well. That was an enjoyable, that whole experience there was enjoyable. Most of those I hadn't seen before, and I'm not shocked to know that every single one of those were highly entertaining. So yeah, let's I guess that'll about wrap it up. So we should make our outros. Yeah, we're gonna do that. Cool. Thanks, Thomas, for letting me know. Hey, Corey, where can everyone find you?
Well, you can find me enjoying Wanger's content. I've made the decision after tonight I'm going to join their Patreon. Just fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, John, for suggesting this evening. Even though you totally fucked everything up with all the technical difficulties, the Wangers saved the night with some fantastic short films. You can find me right here on Feeding the Monster podcast on the Pants panel, as well as my own show here, The Power of Positive Geeking. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CD Morset.
Speaking of the power of positive geeking, I believe the next episode came out today. Yes, if you're listening to this, well, by the time you hear this, it's already been out, so it's fine. But go check it out. We had an awesome guest, Janine the Machine. You know her in the space, and I, for one, loved this episode. So go check that out. Jeff, where can the good people find you?
You can find me on the IGs and the Twitters at JeffSaunders74, and every Monday here on the Feeding the Monster, you can check out the Hoot and Holler podcast. And next week I'm going to be starting a new series called Behind the Microphone, where we're going to learn the origins of some of the characters I do. Ooh. So it's going to be a little bit different, but it should be a lot of fun. And then also on the weekends you can catch Hillbilly Scribbs's Truly Bizarre World over on the Feeding the Monster YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Truly bizarre and truly a fun time, I assure you all. John, even though you hate them all, let them know exactly where they can find you to let you know how much they don't appreciate you.
So don't find me, but go find the Wangers at the Wangers. Mm-hmm. Go follow them on Patreon. You can also find me at Thomas Wrestling on Twitter. I'll answer some of your things there, or at Feeding the Monster. Is it FTM pod something? Is it, I don't know. Go Google from Full Metal Trivia. I don't know. I'll talk to you guys later.
I needed a minute. Okay, we're back. Whew. Okay. No, we're good. Yes, please follow at Thomas Risling for all your pictures of moons and space and Feeding the Monster podcast feed needs. And you can find myself at Mark the Bat on Twitter and Instagram. I'm pretty talkative, so hey, drop me a line if you want. Also here on the podcast feed every other Wednesday for Rantings of a Maniac podcast. I promise you, after the seriousness of last one, I will of the last one, I'll be a little bit more relaxed, let's hope, unless something just happens in the next few days and I just go, I give up on everything, but hopefully not. And hey, remember to tune in, I believe, on our new date on Tuesdays, Are We Wearing Pants, the Pants panel, the show, the main show. You all love the show. We see you live tweeting. We love it. All of you loyal fans, thank you for listening, thank you for tuning in, thank you for tweeting. And that will wrap this commentary episode up. On behalf of everybody, thank you for joining us. Good night.
This is Pooh Bear from Pooh Talk. And you know, when I'm not talking about Pooh, I like to listen to other people talk. And you know who I really like to listen to is Thomas and John and Corey and Mark and Jeff on Are We Wearing Pants on the Feeding the Monster podcast feed. It's so funny. It's one of my favorite shows. I like it more than honey, and it even makes Eeyore smile.